Home prices are tumbling in these 25 cities. Welcome back to the channel. This is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday to all. If you're new to the channel, make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Most importantly, hit that bell for notifications, all right? And if you don't have the books, make sure you go to mgbookstore.com, pick up the latest and greatest books by yours truly. House Hackonomics, Real Estate Investors Manifesto. We got the buy one, get one free going on right now. That ends New Year's Eve, December 31st at midnight, all right? So take advantage, get the books, lots of information here. All right, so this is going to be a quick live. We're going to get through this quick. I got a ton of meetings. I'm doing very well, Jalen. I hope everything is well with you and your family. It's going to be a quick live, like I said, probably 20 minutes. I'm going to depend on you guys to leave your thoughts in the comments, okay? Leave your thoughts in the comments because this was an interesting article that I read, and I kind of want to go through this, and I want you guys, if you are in any of these 25 cities, right? Because, like I say, real estate is always local, and I'm not going to sit up here and say or try to bag. What the hell am I doing right now? I hate when my, like, hoodie thing is not, like, proper, right? So I'm not going to sit here and try to fake the funk like I'm a local expert to these markets. So first of all, shout out to all my realtors in the building. Realtors, tap in, comment where you from, what's your market, put your contact information. Maybe somebody who's watching this channel might need a realtor in that area. Okay, but I want you guys to tap in and let me know if this information that we are reading or that I'm going to read to you right now is accurate, is it cap, whatever it is, right? Let me know in the comments, all right? So shout out to my brother, Arthur Andrews. What's up, King? Hope all is well with you and the family. We got to connect, Arthur. We got to connect, my brother. All right, how do I book my one-on-one? I have to the end of the month and I've been saving it. Nope. If you, Tony Thomas, you got into December 15th, if you are talking about when you signed up to the Academy in the beginning of this year when I was offering that one call, you have until December 15th. So email help at mgmortgageacademy.com, Tony Thomas, and my team will send you the calendar link. You got until next Friday because after that, I'm done for the year. So let's go. All right. I don't want you to miss your call because I want to speak to you, Tony Thomas. You super tapped in. And for that matter, anybody who's part of the Academy, tap in. And if you're not part of the Academy, go to mgmortgageacademy.com today. But let's get to the article. Let's get to this, right? Now, this was presented by Business Insider. And they're saying home prices are tumbling in these 25 cities, giving hope to buyers while costing owners who bought at the peak up to $223 per day. I'm not going to go into this entire article. I want to get straight to the 25 markets. Let's get to it, right? So I'm going to scroll down here. They're saying Memphis, Tennessee is number one. Jeez, if you're from Memphis, tap in. They're saying year-over-year price change is down 17.1%. The median home price in 2023 was $170,000. Median home price 2022, $205,000. Overall loss from 2022 was $35,000. Woo! Okay. Memphis, Tennessee. Who's in Memphis? Y'all agree with this or no? New Orleans. Hey, what up, baby? New Orleans is down 9%. 2022, the median home price was $275. Right now, the median home price is $251. Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to Wakanda. I don't believe this. I'm going to keep it real. I don't believe this. I'm going to get some Atlanta realtors on here. And I need to talk about this one because I don't believe this worth a squat. They're saying the median home price in Atlanta was $525. This year, it's $481, down 8.4%. Bro, Atlanta's on fire right now. Atlanta is on fire. So I don't know if I believe this. I might have to tap in with Keanu Watson and Watson Realty Co. and get her on Rants and Gems. It's long overdue. She might have to explain this. Detroit, Michigan. Who in Detroit? Tap in. Medium home price in Detroit in 2022 was $69,000. This year is $64,000, down 7.9%. That's crazy. $69,000 medium home price. So look, a lot of you will be on my in my classes and everything like that talking about it's too expensive in New York or D.C. and all these other places. Y'all better take your butts to Detroit. Medium home price is $64,000. Kansas City, Missouri, number five, down 7% this year. Medium home price last year was $280,000. This year is $260,000. $20,000 in loss. Oakland, California is down 6.8% this year. Medium home price $932,000 in 2022. This year, medium home price $869,000. San Antonio, Texas is number seven. Medium home price is down 5%. 2022, it was $289,000. This year is $275,000. I don't know about that either. San Antonio's on fire as well. Frisco, San Francisco. Damn, medium home price in 2022, $1.6 million. Lord have mercy. Medium home price this year, 1.5. 5% down. That's not that bad, though. It might seem like a lot, but that's not that bad. Cleveland, Ohio is down 4%. Medium home price, $123,000 last year. This year, $118,000, down 4.1%. Colorado Springs, Colorado is down 3.2%. Medium home price in 2022 was $465,000. This year we have $450,000. Philly, number 11, down 3% this year. I got to get my Philly people on the channel. $405,000 medium home price in 2022. This year, $392,000. Yeah, I remember when all these states, I mean these cities, were like, medium home price was like $200,000, yo. It's crazy. Fort Worth, Texas, down 2.9%. Medium home price in 2022 was $350,000. This year is $339,000. Las Vegas, Nevada, down 2.8%. $421,000 last year, $410,000 this year. Henderson, Nevada, down 2.7%. This was like a huge foreclosure market back in the day. Medium home price, $510,000 last year. This year, $495,000. Boston, Massachusetts. Where are my Boston people at? Boston, y'all need to tap in. Boston, where you at? If you're from Boston, rep Boston in the chat, please. If you're from Boston. I feel like I don't know too many people from Boston. So if you're from Boston, tap in. Medium home price. Damn, we can do deals in Massachusetts too. I need to start rocking with y'all. Medium home price in 2022, $817. This year, $796. Man, down 2.6%. If you're a Boston realtor, tap in with me. Let's close some loans. Let's close some deals together. Austin, Texas. A lot of people have been talking about Austin, Texas is crashing, but according to this, it's only down 2.5%. $590,000 medium home price in 2022. Medium home price this year, $575,000. Well, we did an episode specifically about Austin, Texas, about a year ago, and you guys were in the comments killing us, talking about Austin is crashing, this, that, and the third. But according to this, this is only down 2.5%. If you're from Austin, Texas, in that real estate market, please let us know what's really going on. Number 17, Irving, Texas, down 2.5%. Medium home price, $387,000. Last year, this year, $377,000. What's going on? Who's in Irving, Texas? Tap in. Let us know. Hawaii. Now, look, Hawaii is somewhere. This picture right here, I'm not going to hold y'all up. Of Hawaii right now just took me to a place. I need to go to Hawaii right now because it's about to snow in New York today, some flurries, and it's really blowing minds. But this right here just made me smile, y'all. Damn, I need to go to Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. That's on my bucket list for next year, Hawaii. All right, it's down 2.1%. I want a house in Hawaii. I need to do this. 1.3 million in 2022. This year, 1.3 million. So 1.328 versus 1.301, down 2.1%. Again, not a big deal. Nashville, Tennessee. I hear Nashville is popping too. Country music capital of the world. Down 1.9%. Medium home price in 2022 was 448. This year, 440. Long Beach, California, down 1.4%. Medium home price, 900K. This year, 887. Oklahoma City is down 1.3%. 260 medium home price last year, 256 this year. Who from OKC? Tap in. Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, down 0.8%. Are they out of their fucking mind? Who made this list? Like, really? I got a lot to talk about, but I ain't gonna express everything on this live. 327 medium price, 325 this year. You gotta give me a break. How does this even make the list? Chandler, Arizona, coming in at 23, is down 0.6%. Wow. 560 last year, 556 this year. Toledo, Ohio. It's a nice picture. Down 0.4%. And number 25, St. Paul, Minnesota. Medium home price, 289 in 2022. This year, 288. All right. If you're from any of these cities, so again, Memphis, Tennessee, I believe they said Memphis, Tennessee was number one. Let me go back to this. Georgia, number three. New Orleans, number two. Memphis, Tennessee, number one. Look. I don't know about y'all, but I don't know if I believe all this information. And they saying the source, I seen the source a lot, from a lot of this information came from Point Two. I don't know what these people are getting this information from. I'm just here to report what I read. And I don't know, man. I don't know. Okay. Juan Doan says, I'm from Cleveland. I don't agree with this. Okay. I don't know. I'm not in these markets, so I don't know. Y'all tell me. People leaving New Orleans? Yep. Crystal Oliver says, Memphis is now the murder capital. Okay. Guess that's why people are out of there. All these places are going up in... Okay, let me read this comment. All these places are going to go up in price when they drop the interest rates in 2024. Buy real estate and wait. I agree with that. Nope. I agree with that 100%. So again, man, I'm not from these cities. I don't know, man. I'm trying to get to some of y'all comments right now. 1 million for average price house is crazy. That is insane. I ain't gonna hold you up. I remember the days when $1 million house was like, yo, you got $1 million house. Like, wow. Now it's like a starter home in certain places. So, all right. Y'all leave y'all thoughts in the comments. If you're a realtor in any one of these 25 markets, you guys tap it. Let us know if this information is accurate. Is it cap? What it is. I'm not going to sit here and try to explain to you that I know all the details about these cities that was on this list, courtesy of the Business Insider. I can tell you some of these cities, like Atlanta, Georgia, I definitely don't agree with. I think Atlanta, Georgia is on fire. I don't believe a lot of this stuff, but who am I? I'm just a guy who's just reporting the news of what I see and reacting to it. That's all I am. So you guys, I'll leave you guys. This is your video. You guys are the ones. I'm going to go through the comments and read your comments in a day or so, because I really want to know what's happening. But I personally believe, and like I've been telling you guys all the time, right? Let me go to this real quick, all right, before we get off of this. because I know we're talking about, you know, these cities are, and I love the clickbait that they use, right? But I wanna come to here real quick, right? Because I've been telling you guys this. I've been telling you guys a lot of different things. Y'all see these interest rates now. Y'all see these interest rates. Over the past week, that 30-year fix has been dropping. And I'm trying to tell you, this 30-year fix is going to continue to drop. Let me make this a little bit bigger for y'all. There you go. This 30-year fix, once this thing breaks down into like the low sixes, high fives, yo, I don't give a damn what that article say or what anybody say. I'm telling you guys because I'm in this business for 20 years and I speak to clients and I speak to people. There are so many people that can't afford or get approved right now at that 7 to 8% range. But when that thing hits 6%, 5.5%, yo, it's going to be a frenzy of buyers out here. So if you guys are looking at these type of articles like I just reviewed, and really thinking like, yo, there's a silver lining coming where these home prices are going to drop significantly. Because when you really look at that article, right, when you really look at the article, don't be alarmed by like their percentages, right? Because look at it. It says 8.4% is down 44,000, right? That's Atlanta, Georgia, right? This one. What was this? New Orleans is down 24,000, right? In price range. That don't do nothing for your mortgage payment. I don't care what nobody tell you, it's going to do nothing. It does nothing. Like, your mortgage payment is still going to be high with these high rates, right? Like, so even if these cities are accurate and they lost 20,000 here, 30,000 here, 15,000 here, yo, that's to be expected. That doesn't mean that the market is declining. That just means these markets are now starting to correct themselves, right? You guys can see me. It was up here, skyrocket, right? You can't even see probably my hand right now. Skyrocket up here, but now it's starting to correct itself. But it doesn't mean that it really is depreciating. It's just correcting. Homes have still appreciated this year, year over year. This is why the Federal Housing Finance Agency came out and they increased the Fannie Mae conforming loan limits. This is why FHA increased the loan limits for 2024. It's because home prices still appreciated in 2023, even with these higher interest rates. So I'm going to be the first one to tell you, if home prices appreciated with 7 to 8% rates pretty much all freaking 2023, if inventory still hasn't increased significantly and buy demand is not really increasing right now, it has slowed down, what the hell you think is going to happen in about 6 to 8 months when these interest rates are hovering around 5.5% to 6%? So if some of you are in this chat, like y'all be in my DMs and Instagram, like, yo, I'm waiting for the market to crash. I'm waiting for the market to crash. I'm waiting for this to crash. I'm waiting for... Yo, dude, you're going to be waiting a long time. Because I'm telling you, my team alone, we have so many buyers that are ready to go. Ready. My people in my academy, my mentees, they ready to go. They ready to pounce on this shit. And they're in position. So the question that I have for all of you, right, because it's one thing, and I'm gonna leave y'all on this, and then y'all can go in the comments and do whatever y'all gotta do, because I got a 2:30 meeting that I gotta attend that I can't miss, right? And I'm gonna leave it with this: no matter what happens in this market, no matter if home prices go up, home prices go down, it appreciates, depreciates. The question is, are you ready to execute when that time comes? Because it's almost impossible to try to time the market. You can't time the market. Stop focusing on trying to time the market. Focus on time in the market. But the most important thing, and I need all of you guys in here. Let me answer this question, because you guys don't understand anything right now. So the GOAT said, you still think we're going to be in a frenzy during a recession, which many economists predict next year? The GOAT. The GOAT, the GOAT, the GOAT. Yes. Recessions don't stop nothing, B. People going to buy houses regardless. Like, what are we talking about? People buy houses regardless. People buy real estate regardless. So, yes, it's going to be a frenzy. Like, people buying houses right now, 8%, we closing loans. I know people in this business who having record years in 2023. So what? And we at 8% most of the time. Yes. Yes. The GOAT. Yes. 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 It will be a frenzy. Because when them rates go low, people going to take action. Look at Eric. Eric is in contract right now. Eric, what's your rate you've been quoted? People in contract right now. It doesn't matter. People are going to buy because people want to invest. And I'm just keeping it real with y'all. People want to buy real estate. People want to invest. They're going to buy. Recession or no recession. There's always a recession in America, regardless. It feels like every 2 to 3 years there's some damn recession. Look at the history of recessions. Look how often they come. That don't be stopping nothing. People still going to make moves. So, like I was saying, and then I'm going to end this. And the GOAT, I answer this question because it plays off of what I'm saying right now. Why are we focusing on things we can't control? Is there going to be a recession in your household? See, we are worried about things we can't control. I'm not worried about the global economy to a certain extent. I'm worried about my economy. Is there going to be a recession in my household? I prayfully know. That's what I need to focus on, is these activities. Not the world and the global and all this. No. My activities. My activities. So what I'm saying to everybody who's watching this channel live right now, shout out to all of y'all. Make sure y'all like this video. It's like 200 plus people here. Like this video. Share it with 10 people. But I'm asking you guys. And I'm begging you, focus on what you can control. You can control your activities every single day. You can, if you don't know about real estate or you're unsure about things, then are you learning? And if you're not learning, go pick up a goddamn book and learn. Right? Go. Learn, and then go out here and execute. We got people, look, Jessica Lawrence over here saying she's been pre-approving, she can't find nothing, it's crazy, right? Think about when some more inventory hit and that market, the rates are a little bit lower, when more sellers want to sell now because they're like, oh, rates are 5.5? Okay, great, I'll sell now because I want to upgrade or downgrade. The Jessicas of the world who's pre-approved and ready to go, they're going to go get it. Nisha says, I just closed on my home 3 weeks ago. We still buying. What was your rate? I'm pretty sure it was over 7%. People are going to buy regardless. So stop focusing on the clickbait and all this other shit. Even though this title of this video is clickbaitish, because that's what you got to do to get people to watch you, right? Which I hate, but I'm a play the game too. So the moral of the story is, focus on what you can control, because all these 25 cities we just went through and everything like that, who cares? The question should be, are you ready to execute? All right? Leave your thoughts, concerns. If you disagree what I say, leave it all in the comments. Share with 10 people. Matt Garland here. NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.